The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trishy. How are you today?
I'm just really, really good.
Well, I'm glad you're good. It's 7 after 7 here, and phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to our chat room.
It is 56 degrees in downtown Reading, and it looks like the temperature is going to actually be dropping today. Rain likely. Boy, was that a storm last night. I was looking at 90% chance of rain tonight, and tomorrow we're looking at a 40% chance of rain, high around 51. Good chance of rain throughout the rest of the week, off and on, and lows and highs right around in the 40s and 50s. So we're going to just stay a little mild and get some good rain, and that's good. And the wind is not likely to return as heavy as it was last night. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Blueprint for safety's out. You know, we had Chief Pledi on yesterday, and had I got a different opinion from somebody yesterday also. Somebody in the community that takes a lot of, knows what's going on and everything. He said Pledi was being too negative about it. He said all the things in it was no, and he didn't like it. He wasn't embracing any new ideas.
And defensive. I've heard the word. He's very defensive.
He was defensive about it. But if you look at it, the fact is, I think the point where we're in the blueprint for safety. If you look at it, it says that this is a rural community. Is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that being a rural community kind of means to me is you're out on farms everywhere, but we're not. We're a city with a lot of open area. So what they're saying is you don't need any more policemen for a town, for a rural community.
The problem sometimes when you garner information from consultants from other areas, they really are not familiar with the difference. We have a lot of rural communities in Shasta County. Reading isn't one of them. Reading is a metropolitan area by pretty much anybody's standards, except unless you want to compare it to Los Angeles or San Francisco.
I was about to bring that up. Those consultants from where?
Well, he's from the Bay Area.
Yeah. The Bay Area people see us as a bunch of double-wide living redneck,
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, you can say that, but that's a gross overstatement for this. But because you don't know where this, and it's not that they don't look at us as being kind of primitive up here. But this guy, looked and he used various models and all this. I think somebody said yesterday too. Well, why can't the community service officers go out after suspicious people or do arrest or write things? I said, well, they're not trained to do any of that.
No, they're not.
No, they can't do anything where they're going to be confronted with somebody that all of a sudden pulls a knife or gets weird. So that's your suspicious person.
So that's pretty much any place you might want to go in this day and age.
Well, that's true, but they're more of a. They're there to do reports after something's happened. They're there for car accidents. They're due for all those things that
follow up,
keeps
the
cops out of the patrol officers off the street doing these things. On the other hand, seven officers for a city this size doesn't work. 16 minutes of for response time is really it's almost an embarrassment here.
Yeah,
and it's not like we don't have good guys and girls out there that are running back and forth as fast as they can. The fact is that there's not enough. So even if you put 12 more community service officers on the street, so they take care of everything except those that can end up in confrontation, or But even then, if a policeman arrests somebody, he's gone. Then he's got to book them. He's writing his reports, and they're gone. They're off the street.
The other thing that when you look at the city of Reading, and that it's very difficult to judge it in comparison, they look at the size of the city, i.e. the square miles, and it's very deceptive because the bulk of the city of Reading is compacted in one area. But when you look at the city limits, you go all the way out.
So far out,
and that's part of the issue for many years with the discussion about response time. Response time from where you live in Reading to where somebody who lives on Airport Road in Reading is a huge difference.
Well, that could be, except for one thing, is that the other night when Linda was downtown with her girlfriends doing some kind of fashion thing, there was a girl out in the middle of the street, sitting in the middle of the street with a knife, screaming, you know, kill me or I'm going to kill myself, on the corner of Placer and California.
Yeah.
15 minutes for somebody to get there. Woman in street with knife. 15 minutes to get there. I mean, it wasn't like she was, you know, assaulting people with a knife, but it was woman in street with knife, 15 minutes. They timed it. Mm. And so they beat their average on that. But
if she'd been running through a crowded bar with that thing.
Well, then maybe they would have been there sooner. But
in 13 minutes.
So here's the thing is, do you want to concentrate all your police down in the urban area where there's most of the trouble?
Oh, exactly. Well, no, because you can't.
Then if you do that, okay, so we're concentrating down here, then what about anything in that outlying area? And where's that circle going to be? Okay, if you're beyond Bonaventura, and, if you're from Bonaventura down, you're okay. But the second you go across Bonaventura and to those houses out there within the city limits, oh, sorry, now we're talking 30 minutes.
Well, and bottom line,
you need more cops.
You need more cops, but the reality of the situation is you also need a change in mindset, and we need to do something to make a change in our community, because you are never ever going to be able to provide, not in Los Angeles and not in Chatham County, enough officers to meet the demand when people have no accountability, have no responsibility, and everybody's doing their own thing.
And then let's bring that up. Too many unemployed.
You need to get people thinking differently and acting differently, because if everybody's just doing what they feel like doing, you can't control a free society. You just can't.
And so this idea of a sobering area, where they're taken down and they're put into a sobering area where there's, they can be 5150s or just drunks or people on drugs. Instead of taking them to the jail or taking them to a hospital, they can be taken there. Now, the same person said to me, well, that's going to cost a lot of money. I said, well, no, it's not going to cost $25 million. We're not going to be looking at something the size of San Antonio. We're looking at something smaller than that. But even if it could take, you could have rooms in there for 5, 6, 7, 10 people. You're not going to fill it up every night, but still.
But the reality of the situation is with the laws, specifically in the state of California, that say anytime you lock somebody up or take their freedom away from them for any blah, 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 you've got to have a mental health person there. You've got to have a suicide watch there. You've got to have this, that, and the other thing.
But that's what that sobering area is that it does have mental health people there. It does have people watching over. It's not just a place you just throw them in there and hope they're alive the next day. It's off that San Antonio model. It doesn't have to have maybe all the bells and whistles. It doesn't have to be as big as that one. But it seems like if that saves us from having to go down to the hospitals ought to kick in some money for that, because it saves them from having to have, to use their emergency room, and it saves us a lot, we as taxpayers, and we can, and so the police don't have to babysit them. We can hand them off to a facility that can do that.
And that's all well and good, but if the bottom line is that if, in fact, we could actually bring some businesses in here and create some jobs and get some of those people that are getting drunk every night and desperate gainfully employed where they were actually going home and having dinner in the evening instead of going to a bar, maybe we could actually have less of a demand for all of the above.
It could be. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for three years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. All of this at Shasta Regional. 70 years in the business, treating people well. And that is the bottom line. More jobs. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trace Clark, it is 7:16 in the morning, 56 degrees out there.
Has landed at View 202. On Sunday, December 13th, join Santa and his elf for brunch on the veranda. Enjoy bottomless mimosas, beautiful music by Linda Bott, and her jazz ensemble, the sensational sounds of Shasta High School's musical choir. Bring a toy to donate to Toys for Tots and have your picture taken with Santa. Don't miss out on this magical Christmas experience. December 13th from 11 to 1:30 at View 202.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month Award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark on December the 10th there. 20 minutes after 7 is 56. Now, I didn't give what the high today was going to be because I thought that Bob had written it wrong, really. And I said, Bob, he goes, no. He says it's 56 right now. The high today, however, is now. It's going to go down to 49 later on.
By late afternoon, it'll have dropped into the 40s due to cold air moving in.
Yeah, so, you know, it's 56 right now. This is as warm as it's going to get. And in fact, this morning I had the windows open. You know, and I'm like.
And as you look at the radar out there, you can see that we've got snow in a lot of the higher elevations, and this is a good storm that's moving through here, going to carry a lot of moisture.
Yeah, Joe told us he got 2.35 inches in his rain gauge out in North Reading. Dr. Maria is in there. She's liking this. And Bob woke up at 3 a.m. this morning with the wind going sideways through his house.
Oh, the wind was down in Anderson. It woke me up at 2:30, and it was like, I don't even want to know what's all breaking up and going on out of there.
Well, we have a fake
woolly.
We have a fake tree that we, a Christmas tree that we put outside. We're going to, I don't know what they're doing with it, but it's outside the door. And then the dog made this little noise, and I didn't know what it was, but I just went back to sleep. And I walk out this morning, that tree has been blown all the way across.
Well, my lawn furniture is all in a different location than it normally is.
Blocking the door.
Yeah, everything is rearranged in the backyard.
Ooh. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. The reason I'm doing this advertisement right now, because we want to talk about Nancy Pelosi, what she just said. Okay. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors teach through 7 or 8 counties up here in Northern California. Not only that, but people say, I don't know what kind of pistol I should be carrying. Mm. Come to the class. He'll provide pistols and ammunition for you. And then during the class, he'll help you find that type of pistol that you're going to like, the kind that you want to carry. And what's the best kind of pistol to have? It's one that you're going to carry. And he'll work with you and then help you pick out that pistol. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. In fact, the weekend of the 19th and 20th, he's got almost 50 people signed up. There's a women's class in January for everybody that would like to be in the women's class. That's always a great class, so take a look at that too. Okay. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi now says, well, California laws, they didn't work, but they're pretty strict, so we should have a national laws just like California's. And what we should have is a national reciprocal concealed carry law. That's what we need. So if I carry, if I pass through the 12 hours of instruction, I do background checks and I'm trained, and I can carry a pistol in California, one of the more stringent states in America, I should be able to carry everywhere. No, she didn't say that. I'm saying that.
Oh.
She wants.
I was going to say, oh, my God.
Well, that's why I'm taking it. So what she means, obviously, is that if I can carry in California, well, no, that's not what Nancy means. Nancy would never say anything like that.
I'm looking for the second coming of Christ here.
Nancy wants everybody's laws to be as strict as ours, because if everybody had laws as strict as ours, that San Bernardino thing wouldn't have happened.
Because we've proven that they work in the state of California.
Obviously.
That was right after
they
San Bernardino.
That's right. In San Bernardino, those laws, to keeping those guns out of the hands of terrorists and people like that, work.
Right.
No,
yeah.
They don't work. Of course they don't work. What happens is that it made this huge lines for people to buy guns because they want to be able to protect themselves. Because I tell you what, my friends, ask any law enforcement officer that will tell you the truth. That will tell you the truth. And they're going to tell you have to be able to protect yourself.
Okay.
And this isn't an ad for any of the gun stores, even though Bastiani's always got some great guns down there. It's just a fact of life. Do you really go out? You shouldn't live in fear. You shouldn't live in fear. But you should be able to take care of yourself just like you would if you go out and have a job. You take care of yourself.
Ben, just think about what a difference it would make if you're sitting in a very calm, you're at a Christmas party, and somebody comes through the door like that, and you've got one person in the room that's maybe over to the side or what have you, as that person starts to shoot that's carrying a concealed weapon, that could end in a heartbeat. If you had a person in there that was armed.
Well.
And knew what they were doing.
Knew what they were doing is the big part.
Well, that's the issue.
The other thing, too, is that it changes the odds that at least you can do something.
That's right.
At least that, if somebody shoots back at them that breaks what they're doing, they go in there thinking is that, hey, we're just going to kill people, and then somebody starts shooting back at them, then, maybe that then causes them to rethink, to panic, because it's one thing to shoot at targets, my friends. It's one thing to shoot at targets.
A whole lot different.
And these guys
coming back at you.
And these guys practice shooting at targets all the time. Not once do those targets shoot back at them. Not once do they feel a crack of a round going past. Not once do they feel something hit them. And if that does happen, if you can do that, maybe that will alter this whole mass shooting.
I'm
maybe it'll stop it.
I think that's the way it happens.
Let's draw a historical parallel. Before the invention of the firearm, one guy in armor with a sword could terrorize an entire village because you did not have a force equalizer. And that's all a firearm is a force equalizer. It enables a 90-pound woman to take out a 200-pound guy with a knife.
There you go. And for me...
God made man. Samuel Colt made them equal.
There you go.
You know,
I like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
But I have to always stop and think about the fact that if... I've just lost the whole train of thought about what I was thinking.
That's okay. It happens to me occasionally.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Let's move on.
All right.
Rahm Emanuel. The godfather of Chicago, the mayor of Chicago, is in trouble, is that he's got thousands of people of color and other people marching for his head. Mm-hmm. They want him to resign. And now he's out apologizing for police brutality, which now means his police department is just, you know, thanks for throwing us under the bus. Plus, you know, the feds are investigating the Chicago Police Department. But Emanuel knew about this shooting when this guy got shot 16 times. The policeman's up for murder charges. Emanuel knew about it, and he sat on it because it came out during the election. Does this rhyme with Benghazi?
Why does any of that surprise you? Who are we talking about? Rahm Emanuel, okay?
Yeah.
Come on. Of past history with all of the badness of this administration, and he would hide that? Of course he would. Exactly what happened in Benghazi, exactly what's happened throughout the whole... It makes no sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense in the sense this is how they do things. You hide things, you push people off into other tangents, you do all these things. Like this latest now is, besides this Rahm Emanuel and all this, and thousands of people of this, they've just come out and said, you know, the House Armed Services Committee, looking at this Bergdahl exchange, said that Obama violated federal laws with this thing. He violated federal laws, he lied to Congress, he did all these things to get this guy Bergdahl back, because he had no concept of who Bergdahl was.
Obviously
Obama,
not as the entertaining
Obama
parents
had that. No concept of who Bergdahl was and what the Army thought of him and what other warriors would think of him and what the Department of Defense or what the people in this country would think of him. The guy deserted. He deserted his station, and nobody was killed looking for him. Well, you know what? I don't believe.
Well, you don't know
you
that.
You know, you put people out in harm's way looking for him, though. You did. I mean, you know, nobody was killed. Well, nobody was killed. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not true. You can't believe anything they're saying anymore. Now, because they're covering up, you've got a bunch of political sycophants in there that are just doing anything that Obama is saying. You've got studies, and you can go into this about opening. We're going to open up all jobs in the military to women.
What about
stupid,
that?
You know what? If that's not pandering to the lowest... You know, this is the lowest I've ever seen a Department of Defense SecDef ever get, I believe, was what Ash Carter just did. By saying, we're opening them all up to women. When there's study after study that shows that women, as brave and tenacious and as smart as they are, cannot compete physically with men. Excuse me, Ash.
Viva la difference.
Do you see, why do you have women swim teams and men swim teams? Why don't you just have men and women swim teams? It's because women wouldn't be swimming then. The whole thing is absolutely ludicrous.
Give them the chance. If they can qualify, go for it. But
that's exactly it. But
if
you
they
must
can't,
have a
don't set, lower the standard.
You must have a set of standards, a set of criteria that people must qualify for. Women, men, any nationality, what have you. But you can't change the standards for anybody.
Ask the Ranger School if they change standards.
Ask the
Ranger community. Don't ask the school. Ask the Ranger.
Ask the U.S. Forest Service if they change criteria for women pilots.
Did they?
Yes.
They did?
Absolutely. They had to. Physical part of flying an airplane is moving things around, moving the airplane out, doing the hangar door, doing all kinds of things that you do with great big airplanes. A lot of women couldn't do it. So you have to do other things to make it in. If they can't do the job, they don't get it.
The Marine Corps asked for exemptions for armor and infantry, and Carter wouldn't give it to them. Nah. And so, but here's the other thing.
But before, they shouldn't before have exemptions.
Before we take, huh?
They should have exemptions.
There should be exemptions for this. They should, because what they're going to do is now the military, all of the military has to January 1st to show them their plan on getting women into these programs.
Explain to me what you mean by exemptions.
An exemption would be is that they don't, we don't, that the Marine Corps does not have to make a plan to have women in
okay.
the infantry.
Okay. I thought this you were saying there were exemptions for women that they don't have to do these things.
No, they're saying
to,
that
they're in saying order to serve
we,
there.
They said, look, we can serve, we can have them be in every other position in the military, even though in probably some places it would be difficult for them to even you know do that.
They should be where they're qualified to
we
be.
We shouldn't have them in the infantry, and we've got, you know in infantry and tanks. Well, you know, Carter says nope, we're going to let them in. Now the thing is, and this is the important part, and we do have to take a break now is. Are they going to change the standards? Well, that's the question. Now you've already got the people screaming, you know, the people they're saying for fairness and the diversity Nazis are screaming that, well, wait a minute, just because, you know, you guys are making it too hard for girls, for women to get through. Well, there's men that can't get through it.
That's right.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to make it? And they said there should be gender-specific requirements.
No.
Gender-specific requirements. No. And see, there is where you destroy the standards. Gender-specific requirements to get into something. Now, if you say, fine, here's the specific. But here's the other thing, too. What good does it do if you have one woman in 1,000 that passes? So what? One woman in 1,000? What are you going to do with the one woman? Is she going to go up? She's going to be a platoon commander. One woman is going to be a platoon commander.
There's so many things that people don't think about when they do this. It's the same thing, it doesn't matter. It has to be based on whether they're qualified to do it, whether you're talking about the military, the fire service, police department.
Anything.
I don't care what you're talking
How would you
about.
Like to have-
there are requirements to do a job good, be safe, and the public to be safe with these people in these positions. If they can't do the requirement things, whether they be physical or mental or what have you, then they shouldn't have a job. It's very very bottom line.
And we'll take a break on that. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's 7:32 in the morning. We'll be right back. December the 10th. The high today is going to be lower than it is right now. It's going to be 49 today.
Get out your
weather
sweater.
Report brought to you always by Shasta Gas Propane.
For the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming.
I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain.
More rain. We wish it would rain. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 25 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 10th of December. It is currently 55 degrees, going down to 49 today. So it's as warm as it'll ever be today.
Yeah, and it's going to be
more rain.
Looking for rain all day long.
You know what? If
heavy
you
at want times, that, but not as much wind.
Not as much wind.
The wind seems to have gone. Thank goodness.
The Tobacco and Brew is bringing us this portion of the show. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, Tobacco and Brew are great, great community sponsors of a lot of different things. Of course, of the show, but they sponsor so many other events, and they help veterans out in so many different ways. And you go on down there with your coffee for at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. They have all the different types of coffee. They've got it all there. And anything you can imagine, you walk next door and you have the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a great walk-in humidor for all of those great cigars they have. I keep using the word great because Tobacco and Brew has been somebody that has been big in supporting the community and helping take care of veterans. And I can't help but appreciate that. It's a veteran-owned business, Joe and Shelley. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. All right. Hey, Trish.
Yes.
One of the things you like to do for Christmas, you like to go around and look at those Christmas lights.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it just so happens we have the guy here that's got the program that can take you to do that. Jamie is here from NorCal Limos.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
So talk to us about that.
Well, every year we do a annual Christmas light tour where we pick you up from your house. I put hot chocolate in the limousine. You can fit up to 8 people. Put hot chocolate, put butterscotch liqueur that's amazing with the hot chocolate, peppermint schnapps, waters and sodas, and take you to all the best lights here in town. We know them all. We've been to them multiple times. I got some really good houses. Some of them you may never even seen before.
Well, and how far out do you reach to pick people up?
I stay within the city limits. If you're not within the city limits, then you got to come into the city.
And then you pick us up.
Yeah,
okay.
We do 2 tours a night, a 5 to 7 and an 8 to 10.
Wow.
5 to 7, 8, and I know we're signed up for one of those.
Yeah.
One of those nights.
When
the kids come in, my daughter and son and their kids come in, we're going to be riding around with Jamie one night.
And you'll enjoy it.
We're looking forward to it. There's not 8 of us, but... And we'll try and keep the liqueur out of the hands of the children.
That'd be a good plan.
The grandchildren of the children, it's okay. But the grandchildren is what we want to, keep it from.
So how many nights do you do that, and how long? And
well, believe it or not, I've booked solid until the 24th.
Wow, so there's like no openings.
There's no openings, unless you're interested in taking a ride in my sedan to go look at lights, but it's not exactly the same, but yeah, I'm pretty much booked solid.
The limo's booked. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's good, though. I mean, that means it's working.
Yeah, I start booking mid-November, believe it or not.
No, I believe that because, you know what, that's you don't have to worry about it, you don't have to drive, you don't have to worry, you can kick back, you can move from side to side to see both sides, because if you're driving, you miss half of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Even with your bride telling you which way to look.
Oh, yeah.
Or turn. Turn here!
Are you listening, Linda?
No. Yes, she is.
Exactly. See, Linda doesn't have to tell me where to go. I know where to go.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Tell us about NorCal.
Well, NorCal Limousine was started about 3 years ago. I actually am from L.A. Sometimes I cringe to say that because some people don't like transplants. But I wanted to move up here and raise my family up here where it's safer. It's just overall better for my family.
You got country up here in the Northern California.
Yeah, exactly. And when I lived in L.A., I was I drove for a limousine service down there.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for about 14 years. So I know the inside and the outside of this business, and I'm pretty good at what I do.
Now, Jamie, I know you're listening to the show because you called in that day. We had the inspector from the California Highway Patrol here with all these new regulations that are starting January 1st, and people are still talking about that show. I went out to lunch the other day with Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel, and Ruth is just pinging on Kurt because he's got a big trailer, horse trailer. And, you know, and there's some questions about, if you're carrying livestock, are you exempt from this and all these other things? But there were new rules for limos.
There is.
Safety rules.
Yes.
Well, as it turns out, you've got that already on your limo.
I'm lucky, yeah.
Yeah, you've already got, like, dual doors and, you know, and this is based on that tragedy they had down in San Francisco.
Exactly,
But you've already got those safety features that they are requiring everybody to have.
I do,
You've got two ways of getting out, at least, of the vehicle.
Well, I have a fifth door. There's actually two doors in the very back of the limousine, and towards the front of the limousine where the passenger compartment is, there's another door.
Okay.
And that's what exempts me from having to put in some pop-out window. What people aren't understanding, though, is a lot of people like me who have one limousine, if they have an older limousine or one that didn't have the fifth door, which when you bought the limousine brand new was like a $10,000 option,
right?
If you did not have that fifth door, you're going to have to cut a window open and put in a pop-out window. Now, most of these windows are all tempered, so you start cutting on these windows, what's going to happen? So, the windows are like 10 feet long.
But they're going to have to because they need to have that last way out.
Exactly.
So, but you've already got that already.
I do.
But that's good to know too. I mean, if something, you know, some kind of. And did they ever find out what happened in that?
So, from what I understood, the airbags in the back suspensions ran on airbags were out, so it was dragging the rear end. And that dragging caused a fire. Now, this is what I know. I don't know for sure, so don't quote me on this. But that's what caused the fire, and they had the partition up, and the people were yelling smoke, and the driver supposedly thought they were talking about smoking cigarettes. In my opinion, I blame the driver.
Well, surely will, but it doesn't help the people.
No.
Well,
though, if something like that happened.
It was a freak accident.
It was a freak accident.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Because it's a freak accident.
Yes.
So how far do you go to correct forever and ever that freak accident that's happened once ever? I mean, how many?
Well, that's California for you. It's just like poor truck drivers.
It's ridiculous because now you're going to probably put several limousine companies out of business.
You are.
Because they're not going to have the money to do that. So you've instead of creating jobs, you've taken jobs away because of a freak accident that happened once.
I guess
the part
I don't understand is did that limo have two doors already?
It only had two doors in the back. It was an older style limousine.
So when the fire got to that, they were pushed forward and then they were trapped.
And they were trapped.
Okay, so that's why they did it.
But it's also like I was saying, it's also like the trucks. I mean, the poor truck drivers. I have a friend who owns his own truck and he was forced to buy a brand new rig when he finally had the other one paid off. He was actually making money, doing really well. Now, with that new carb stuff, he had to go buy a new rig. Well,
now he's right back where he was 20 years ago.
Why not make it for all new cars being built instead of making everybody retrofit?
Well, being in that business, I can understand that. And the fact is that the people that did go out and do that did spend a lot of money to become carb compliant, but a lot of them didn't. And so they're still driving around. A lot of them are driving around that are not carb compliant, and they're staying, they may not head down. They may not leave the area to go down to the Bay, because once you're down in the Bay Area, and sometimes they might get caught at a station if they give them a ticket. But from what I understand, carb's hanging out in some places where trucks congregate at.
Oh.
But the unfortunate part, again, of that is is how much impact were they actually having, yeah. and how many people simply had to close their job, two or three people out of jobs again,
exactly.
because of this requirement that...
Regulating us out of...
Regulating us... Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I just... You cannot solve all the problems with laws and regulations, and every time we put somebody out of business, we're creating more of the job you and I were, more of the problems you and I were talking about in the first hour.
Because you know what? Frankly, there's lots of opportunities out there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the thing is how hard is it to capitalize on it? Well, Jamie came up and started a limo business. Now, did you do any studies or anything that just says, I think we need one here, because I know they've got others that are out there.
Well, I was working for a limousine service here in town, and so I kind of just based it off how much business he was getting and went from there. I know that the money is here. I know that a lot of people here want to go do things and want to have fun. I also know that to get the word out there, it's not that expensive. If you get a couple of people together and you split it up, it's really, really reasonable. And so,
well, you have reasonable rates also.
Well, and let's just talk about that. So for people planning for next year, because obviously you're already booked. But so you get eight people together for this thing. What kind of money are we talking?
It's $169, and it lasts between an hour and a half and 2 hours, depending upon traffic and how long you want to get out and stop and all that other stuff.
That's cheap.
So it's 20 bucks a person for an eight
people.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
includes hot chocolate, the alcohol, the waters and sodas, all that's included.
You can't go to a bar and have two drinks.
No.
I mean, that's...
Yeah,
I know.
That's incredible.
And you also take runs down to San Francisco.
I go to San Francisco often. Yeah.
How much do you charge for that?
So to go down to San Francisco, if you want to do both ways, it's $450 for me taking you down there and then coming back later on the next week. Each way is $450.
Okay, so $900.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about to Sacramento, to the airport?
Sacramento is $250 each way.
Mm-hmm. So $500 down.
Yeah.
For the round trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you split that up. I mean, you think about if you're going on a 2 week vacation, you're going to leave your car down there and you're going to pay for parking for those 2 weeks. Then you got to fly back. And if you're flying, say you go to Europe and you're coming back from Europe, it's a 12-hour flight. You get back into your car and have to drive for another 2.5 or 3.5 hours.
And you pay $25, $35 a day for parking.
If you add all that up.
If you come back to your car and it's still there and not totally ransacked.
Or it doesn't start because the battery's dead. Can you imagine all the things that would happen?
I've been through most of them.
You're paying for convenience and safety and sometimes. Okay. We're here with Jamie from NorCal Limousines. How do people get a hold of you, Jamie?
They can give me a call at 276-8851, or they can look at our website, www.norcallimo.com.
And I tell you what, as soon as we heard about you, of course you're advertising with us.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got on that, Linda was just all over this, the Christmas tour. Something that, you know what, we have never done.
Well, I'm glad she got in when she did.
Yeah.
She got in at the right time, so that's good.
Perfect.
Yeah. And like I said, this is something then now I can talk with the kids and we can just enjoy ourselves.
And I love what your radio station stands for. That's why I'm advertising with you guys.
Well, thanks a lot, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.
All right. We'll be right back. Jamie from NorCal Limousine. You're a little bit late this year, but start calling now for next year. Oh, you also do, wine.
We do wine tours in Manton.
Tours in Manton.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You know, see, here's something you can go buy.
That's
a fun thing. Yeah.
And do all the wine tasting and have to worry about
group's going to jump into that. And so we can, he can take us and drive us all around Manton and we can all.
Yeah, it's so beautiful up there. This time of year.
I can only think of one winery that I'm wondering how you get in.
Which one?
With your limousine. I can't think of the name of it, but it's...
I get into all of them.
You do? Yeah. Good for you. Oh, yeah. Wow.
All right. Okay, that's NorCal Limousine one more time.
276-8851 or www.norcallimo.com.
We'll be right back.
Flu shots provide protection against the flu virus. Owens Pharmacy reminds you, it's not too late to get a flu shot. Visit any Owens Pharmacy and get protected. No appointment necessary. Get a flu shot today.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is like 8 minutes until 8 o'clock here today on the 10th of December. 56 degrees going down,
going
to, 40,
down to 49,
49 today. There's something wrong with saying that. You know, I mean, it's 56 now, but the high today. No, the high today.
The high today was 56. Now it's 54.
It's 54 now.
And going down.
It's going down to 49. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. You know what? I think this week, because it's 10 days. So if you go by this Friday here, so it's today's the 10th, so the 11th, and 10, you know, so you got 10 working days, and they're closed on Sundays and Mondays. Let's head on down and buy your guns now from Bastiani Arms. He's got them all. He's got them at great prices. It's Christmas. It's time to get people those presents. There, everything he has, fair prices, and he's got them all there.
And all new laws coming in January 1.
Whoa.
Get in before
you might want to buy those now.
Absolutely.
Give him a call at 222-8222. He's got gunsmiths. He's got classes on concealed carry. He's got it all. Bastiani Arms, good guy. Does discounts for locals. Discounts for veterans. Locally owned, locally operated. All right, Trish.
Yes.
Trump.
Yes.
We got a
yes.
few minutes here.
We do.
Trump's statements about not allowing Muslims in.
And I love that because now they've found out that in fact there's a law on the books that specifically allows the president to do that. And in fact, during a period of time when Carter was in office, he in fact did that. And put out they froze it completely, weren't letting any immigrants in because of that whole thing. So all of these great legal minds out there, immediately Trump jumps on that and says that they ought to not let them in, and they all start saying it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, that's not what America's about, blah, 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 he should not be eligible to run for the president because of those stupid statements, and turns out Carter already did it.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, a lady called in yesterday, and there was something called a, there was a law.
Yeah.
1924. And we were looking, Linda's looking it up yesterday, and I don't remember the name of it now. It's something, you know, but the law said it put a quota on the number of people that could be, that could come in this country. A quota by country that could come in. And it, and that lasted to 1965.
Well, and
it
they
said
had,
you
and
could
they
only
had,
get
yeah.
3% of the, 3% of the ones, the, you know, of this race or religion could come into the country. And now, you know, people say to me, well, do you think that Muslims should come into this country? And I say, if they go through the same background checks that my friends did to get into this country, I have no problem with that. I mean, that's 3 years of background checks. And, you know, I mean, they're in, and it's not really the way that you get a, you know, a terrorist in here and make them wait for 3 years.
Well, no, and I went through the immigration process many times with friends and people that I knew when I was in office, people from Germany, people from Italy, people from different countries who were here who were trying to get their citizenship. They went through remarkably long vetting processes, had to learn all kinds of things and take all kinds of tests before they could become citizens of the United States.
But we're, yeah, and citizens of the United States.
Or even to come in.
To get into the country, if you've got a 2.5 to 3 year process, which frankly is way too long, in my opinion. And you've got to look at individuals like the guy I'm talking about had top secret clearances, and people are getting tired of hearing about this. He had top secret clearances working for the military, and yet it took him 2.5, 3 years. He had to go back to England, get his visa redone, come back again. And there's going to be people that it does take 3 years because you don't. They come from a goat village someplace in the back country of Iraq, and you need to find out a little bit more about them so you do go back and through it. And what are you going to do when
people,
you get here?
There's no way to vet these people.
That may be. But the one thing that is people that immigrate here legally and go through the processes add to our country.
Yeah.
They add great things to our country. These are the ones that start businesses. They take less money from welfare. They, you know, they become great Americans. I mean, just look at the ones that we know that have done this.
Yes.
Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, you've got a comment.
Hey, good morning, you two. Just a quick comment. I saw something that reminded me of something horrible. Obama, out of one side of his mouth, says that we need to ban guns, basically, because we just can't trust the background checks on gun owners or prospective gun purchasers, but apparently we can trust the background check on Syrian immigrants, which is pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, well, you know what? The gun owners are terrorist in making. I mean, you know, the veterans.
Aren't right.
The veterans, when they come back, you know, they need to be watched because, you know, they can be reached out to as terrorists. I'm not sure how many veterans that have come back have become terrorists. I'm sure that I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to get the right radicalization person that I can meet that can turn me into a you know, a mindless killer because for some reason I haven't quite figured it out yet. You know.
Well, Jim Jones pulled it off with a handful of people. They all drank the Kool-Aid. I guess that's where we got the phrase.
They did drink the Kool-Aid.
They did. They literally.
They know, but some literally. Some of them, from what I understand, drank it because there was a gun up against their head too. So anyway,
that's true. All right. You guys take care. Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet, Coach Bob. You know.
Nothing that the good president says about these issues makes any sense, and he contradicts himself every time he turns around, and in fact, out and out. He contradicts himself to the point where he tells us one story, and then 2 days later he tells us something else, and we're supposed to be too stupid to remember what he said the first time.
Well, you know, you just get inundated with more and more stuff. And, you know, when he says something, you know, first it was a JV team. And then, of course, we know that's not true. And then it's contained. And then you have Paris.
And the only word he ever uses is ISIL.
And it's not going to touch us here. And then you have San Bernardino. I mean, I'm afraid. You know, frankly, I just hope he doesn't say anything else. We could have like maybe there will be no nuclear incidents here in America. You know, if he says
he
that, you better start looking for a hole.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Hey, we've got Nicholas Webb in the studio who will be with us after the break. Good morning, there, Nick.
Good morning.
And he's going to be talking about the things that he does, which is invents things. He brought in just boxes of toys that he's invented. and they're really cool. I mean, they make. We're going to talk about those, but also the books you've been writing and your world travels here. And Nicholas Webb from right here in Reading just travels everywhere and tells people that, you know, there's ways, better ways of doing things, and he's invented them. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 8 o'clock here on December the 10th. It's 52 degrees going down to 49. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. At the White House at this hour, President Obama just about to sign into law a rewrite of the nation's education law.
The president will sign a bipartisan bill that easily passed Congress. It's long-awaited legislation that will replace the landmark No Child Left Behind education law of 2002. The new law will change the way teachers are evaluated and how the poorest performing schools are pushed to improve.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Some better-than-expected news on the economy. Applications for U.S. jobless aid climbed this week, but not as much as some had feared. The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless aid increased by 13,000 to a seasonally adjusted figure of 282,000. The less volatile four-week average was 270,750. With Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush still struggling in the polls, Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol wonders if the former Florida governor will throw in the towel sometime soon.
He's a good man. I just wonder whether he doesn't get out over Christmas. I mean, it's really pathetic at this point. And maybe he'll take off and maybe he's going to throw one more Hail Mary pass in this last debate, next debate next week. But, I mean, if nothing happens in that debate, it's just hard to see what there is for Bush.
Kristol was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Congressman Jim Jordan, a member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, says the Obama administration must do many things if it hopes to defeat the terrorist group ISIS.
We have to secure our southern border. We have to change the refugee program that's coming from Syria and Iraq. We have to put a halt to that, put a pause to that so we can figure it out. We have to fix the visa waiver program. And most importantly, the president needs to put together a comprehensive strategy on how we're going to take the fight to ISIS and defeat them.
Jordan tells the Salem Radio Network these ideas are what he calls good, plain, common sense. At Wall Street, the Dow thriving and early trading up about 120 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The Christmas season. Time spent with family and friends celebrating the birth of Jesus. But for our troops deployed around the world, often in harm's way, Christmas will be spent missing their loved ones.
I'm in Afghanistan. It gets so lonely here. I need God's word to see me through this.
This Christmas, bring comfort and joy to these brave men and women with the gift of God's word. Visit militarybiblestick.com and see how to provide a digital audio player with the New Testament and selected Psalms. Over 500,000 military Bible sticks are in use around the world, but there are countless more who need God's word of hope and encouragement.
I count your gift as one of God's blessings. It's allowed me to really understand the path he's put me on.
Give this life-changing gift to our heroes for just $25. Visit militarybiblestick.com or call 800-800-2555.
A new government rule is being introduced that would affect an estimated 3 million commercial truck and bus drivers in this country. We get more from correspondent Jeremy House.
The rule from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration would require the drivers to electronically record their hours behind the wheel in an effort to enforce regulations to prevent fatigue. Drivers are currently required only to keep logs of their driving hours on paper. However, critics say it's easy to change the logs or keep two sets of records to evade restrictions on hours.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Volkswagen, meanwhile, says it was a small group of its engineers that began installing emissions cheating software in diesel vehicles when they couldn't make the engines meet U.S. standards. Executives say they're trying to find out exactly who was responsible. Japanese brands, meanwhile, dominating the insurance industry's rankings of the safest vehicles for the 2016 model year. 48 vehicles earned the highest rating of Top Safety Pick Plus. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Chipotle founder and chief executive officer Steve Ells has apologized to patrons who fell ill after eating at the company's restaurants.
When we reopen, the restaurant will be completely sanitized, and every single employee will have been tested and assured that they do not have norovirus.
Speaking on NBC's Today Show, Els Today is speaking specifically there about the Boston College area restaurant that's now linked to about 80 cases of sickness. More bad weather in the forecast in parts of the Pacific Northwest. When Michelle Hycock talked to reporters yesterday, she was refusing to leave her flooded RV park because she didn't want to leave her cat behind.
Not leaving my baby and my motorhome away. Can't leave my cat in my home. You know, I just can't.
That's Michelle Hycock, a resident of an evacuated RV park in Puyallup, Washington. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. If it's Thursday, my lady is Trish.
It's good morning. I love Thursdays.
8:06 in the morning here, 605-4567 is the phone number, and we are streaming live because digitally is the wave of the future, according to our next guest, which we've known that because we've been digitized since the very beginning. KCNR1460.com.
52 degrees and going down to 49.
This
today.
Is the high today. The high today
when
right now.
We got
now.
Here, it was 56, and it's dropping steadily and going down to 49. We're looking for rain off and on all day and rain likely tonight. Showers tomorrow. Chance of showers and 51 degrees. And on Friday, we're looking for chance of showers. And Saturday, rain all the way through. Not as much wind as we had last night. But looking for an appreciable amount of rain, and we could certainly use that. And the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I tell you what, Chuck and Judy Kinney, they are, in their own sense, they're the Nicholas Webb of propane out there.
Yeah, they're good people.
I mean, they are, and he's always thinking of new things to do. And I'm talking to his guys, and I'm listening to their plans out there, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, they're really going for it. Hey, a couple of things. Reads Across America this weekend at noon. Out at IGO at the summit, at the cemetery there, be a quick celebration. There's some eighth graders going to read about veterans, but if it's raining, it'll be inside the chapel, so you'll be dry. And then we put 2,800 wreaths out on the grave site.
All the graves.
You know, everybody, bring your kids out there. Let them take a look out there if they haven't been there, or your grandkids, and have them come out and help and explain to them what veterans and what they have done for our country, and have them come on out.
This is really a beautiful, as you go through the process and the ceremony, but just when you look at that beautiful cemetery out there, all decorated with those wreaths.
All those wreaths.
Bring your kids out.
Kim Chamberlain and her group of people have done so much. Hey, also, this Friday, December the 11th, we starts off the jingle all the way through the weekend out at View 202. They're having a great big jazz holiday cocktail party with appetizers and drinks. Tickets are on sale at View 202, and $10 from every ticket will go back to Toys for Tots, because on Friday, they're going to have a Toys for Tots drive right there. Billy and Patrick from Q97 will be there with us. Linda will be singing from 7 to 10. So from 5 to 7, come on by. Drop off toys and stay around. And then, you know, if you've got tickets to the party there, you know, everything after that's free. That's right. Those appetizers, the cocktails and everything. And then Sunday, December the 13th, brunch from 11 to 1:30. Of course, Linda will be there with her jazz ensemble, as she usually is. But at 12 noon, the Shasta High School Choir will be singing Christmas songs. And again, bring a present to donate for Toys for Tots, because this is a big thing we're doing. And we really appreciate what View 202 is doing.
Through the weekend, Friday and Saturday, Sunday.
That's right. And people that, and which kind of brings us to our next guest. Because yesterday we were talking about it, and Nick Webb and his beautiful wife came in here carrying boxes of toys. Now, these boxes of toys weren't just any toys. These toys have been invented by Nicholas Webb.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
time.
Morning, Nicholas.
Okay. Nick's been with us off and on for, gosh, 5-6 years now.
Yeah, I think so.
And we'll talk about this, but in fact, he's still here and be able to talk in the show later on as we go through here. But Nick, tell us, first of all, who Nick Webb is. Because people that go, you know, we've got all these new listeners, people moving in. Who's Nick Webb?
Oh, gosh. You know, what people ask me that question at a cocktail party, and my head wants to explode. My kids, I told my daughter once that, you know, as an innovator and as a person who is an author and speaks and so on, that I'm in the failure business. And all she remembered was the failure part. So when she went to kindergarten, they asked her, on parent day, what your parents did, she said, my dad was a failure. So I have to be careful about how I articulate this. So, I mean, I'm a management consultant that works primarily in healthcare. I work with brands like Johnson & Johnson. I just did the Western Region Leadership Conference in Chicago for Blue Cross. I work with Verizon Healthcare. So I do a lot of work as a management consultant, helping companies be better innovators. But as a hobby, which turned into a vocation, I developed some of my own stuff. And most recently, I developed a line of toys to help kids learn how to innovate. And the name of the product is Hans Toys. And it was really sort of one of those crazy ideas that turned into a business. And now we're in all the Barnes & Nobles and Target and over 800 retailers around the country.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about these Hans toys, and because we're going to talk about it. But you have gotten, and see, it's Creative Child Awards from Top Toy of the Year Award from Creative Child Magazine, Creative Child's Top Product of the Year, and from the Tillywig Toy Awards, Brain Child Award winner, and 10 Best Toys from Dr. Toys, 100 Best from Dr. Toys, Best Creative Fun, Sterling Fun, all of these from Hans Toys, your Hans. And how'd you get Hans? Did you say that? I just missed it.
Well,
Hans.
You know, it's interesting. I remember in college I was so enamored by the case study of how a couple marketing guys, students, came up with the idea of Häagen-Dazs ice cream, which is just a made-up German name. There's no such thing as Häagen-Dazs, right? And I always remembered the umlauts on top of the word.
There's no such thing as Häagen-Dazs?
There is no such thing. It's a made-up word, right? And but they wanted it to look like, you know. So I thought hands, kids play with stuff with hands. I love the idea of using an umlaut. So there you have it, Hanz toys.
There you go.
But it's been crazy. I mean, we're one of the most award-winning toys in the toy industry. We compete very favorably against major brands like Lego. And ours is really, you know, instructions not included. Rather than having a step-by-step instruction manual, ours was to teach kids the thing I teach my corporate clients, and that is iteration and ideation and how to come up with a, you know, a shoebox of stuff and turn it into something, right? And it's just been very,
this
very popular.
This is kind of like those chef shows where they just give them a stack of weird ingredients. The Iron
make
Chef.
Make something out of these.
Tastes really good out of this, and they're just looking at it. You know, you give me an octopus.
Right.
You know, and some flour. I mean,
and they can make five different things out of that.
Right. And some turmeric. And it's like, make something big out of this. And they do it, though. Because it makes them think. And I think this is great. Now, if you haven't seen these toys, you got to go into Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble. Or you can get them directly at Hanz, Hanz toys.com.
And when you look at it, you brought down all these boxes of toys that we're using for Toys for Tots. Yeah. You know, frankly, you know, it's not your average teddy bear.
Right. Yeah, well, if you think about it, look, our new economy is not a replicator economy. We created an economy where we train people to put bolts in chassis. Those days are gone. What we don't need anymore is replicators. What we need today is innovators. So if you're going to teach innovators, you got to teach them these principles, and I think parents get that.
There you go. I've got people in here saying, they're still talking, no Häagen-Dazs. And this is this young lady or this person is from Amsterdam. We have people tuned in digitally to the Netherlands. Netherlands, not Amsterdam, but in the Netherlands here. And no Häagen-Dazs. I thought the same thing.
Yeah, look up the case study. It's interesting.
Hey, we're here with Nicholas Webb. We're going to take a quick break, Trish Clark and myself. It's about 14 after 8 o'clock. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda and Carl Bott. Join us Friday, December 11th at View 202 as we kick off Jingles for the Weekend on the Veranda and the V Room with a fabulous cocktail party featuring fun martinis, lots of appetizers, beer, wine, and my jazz quartet from 7 to 10 p.m. And our veranda features fire pits and heaters to keep the area cozy.
And Linda, this is also a great opportunity for our community to support the United States Marine Corps Toy for Tots program by bringing a new unwrapped toy and giving it to one of our local Marines. These toys stay in our community and ensure more children have a nice Christmas.
Tickets for this holiday event are $50, with $10 from each ticket sold going to Toys for Tots. Buy your tickets at View202 and join us for a great evening as we celebrate the beginning of the Christmas season of joy and giving.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. December the 10th, I'm here with Trish Clark. And people are going, yippee, yippee, it's Trishy Day.
I like Thursdays.
It's Trishy Day. Hey, it's also Four Winds Jewelry Day. He's having that huge sale going, I tell you
what.
Oh,
and he got some pretty stuff down there.
He's selling everything down there.
Beautiful jewelry.
It does. And so head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. You've got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area there, that if you got a broken watch, it'll eventually end up there at Four Winds Jewelry. So just cut out the middleman, head on down there. And give him a call at 222-2750 and say, what kind of great stuff do you have? And he'll say, come on down and take a look. Because it's hard to explain. He's got it all there. Great prices, and he's an honest man. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the road from Sierra Gibbs, in that little shopping center there, a little strip mall, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Great guys. We're here with Nicholas Webb. He's another great guy. And we're talking about how he started it. Here's what I love about this. These Hans toys is you don't give directions. It's like, hey, innovate, guys. Right. So Bob Belongi, who is the most techie guy I really know, listening to these two guys talk is kind of scary because I understand.
They're way over my head.
I understand the part is, well, what do you think about? And then
from there on, you're lost.
Now, one of the things you said was, Bob, to Nicholas was, hey, are you going to put a Raspberry Pi into something like this? Would this fit?
And for those who don't know, the Raspberry Pi is a entry-level computer roughly the size of a credit card that is aimed at the hobbyist market, because the innovators of tomorrow are the ones who are playing or who are taking apart the alarm clock to see how makes it, how it works, and then making their own clock.
Well, and the other
but
thing
don't
about
take it
this,
to school.
The other thing about this is that they could have made more expensive computers, but they decided to go the route of making less expensive computers so everybody could use them. So Bob asked Nicholas, can you what do you think about adding a Raspberry Pi? So what was your answer to that?
Well, I mean, first of all, if you get a chance, Google Makers Movement. So there is a Makers Movement. The Maker Movement is a very, very important part of what our future looks like. And so our answer to that is that we created an STL file, which is a three-dimensional file. We put it into a community called Thingiverse, which is an open community of physical objects. And so kids can go on to Thingiverse, to the Hans channel. They can download our STL file. They can connect that to their robotic servo, and then they can use their Raspberry Pi or their Arduino to use this as a robotic build platform.
You know, I finger paint it. I remember finger painting. Okay, but Trish, you should see Trish's face. You should see Trish's face. When you went into the Osamu file, whatever the file that was, you know what? Her eyes rolled back in her head
far over my head right now that I don't even know if I'm in the same room with
The important thing to know is that for $35, you can buy a computer that's orders of magnitude more powerful than what we were paying $1,000 for a decade ago.
Yep.
Well, one of the things we were trying to use here is we wanted to use Raspberry Pi to see if we could do for connections digitally.
Yeah.
Using that vice a regular computer that goes through, and I'm not sure if we're still working on that or not. How that's working.
There are companies that are running complete factories using Arduino. So, I mean, the technology...
Arduino, is that another...
Arduino is really the most popular platform. Yeah. It's similar to the Raspberry Pi, just slight variations in functionality and output.
So, you've got... Okay. Let's try to put our arms around this whole thing here.
Yeah,
so,
right.
The toys that you've invented, you can add other things to it so that you can add... So it can move and do things then?
Well, I mean, the idea here, look, is I remember watching my son Chase laying on the floor reading the step-by-step instruction manual that came with his Lego bricks. Our future economy is looking for innovators, not replicators. All that platform taught my son was how to follow instructions.
Okay.
And the maker movement, the disruptive innovator that's destroying healthcare, that's destroying almost every other industry, and replacing it with new breakthrough innovations, those individuals were not using Legos, in my opinion. They were using other forms like Arduino and Raspberry Pi. They're disruptive innovators, and that's what we need to create for the future.
Well, we had in the Marine Corps, believe it or not, we had a group of people that, at higher ranks that believed in the chaos theory. The chaos brings change. Mm-hmm. As long as you know where the chaos is, that you can, it will bring change, and a lot of times will bring change for the good. So, I mean, it wasn't like just staying in your own little lanes. This was getting out of those lanes and moving forward to be able to fight an asymmetrical war.
Right.
I mean, if putting it down at those type of levels. Mm-hmm. But, again, you want people that are innovators and not replicating the last war because you'll lose.
Right.
So...
Yeah, in fact, my whole speaking practice, which is where I spend 99% of my time now, is based on taking the amorphous of chaos and trying to bring it into some actionable insights that corporations can use to add to their strategic planning process.
Now, you speak all over the world.
Yeah.
And, in fact, you've just increased your you just signed up with another...
London Speakers Bureau. It's a big deal for me, yeah. And I just did the prestigious Dubai Chamber of Commerce event.
Dubai. This place is Dubai is built on man-made islands out there. Is this correct?
Yeah, it's an incredible place, and I
this
think
is the world's tallest building to them.
Yeah.
Dubai.
Yeah. There, it's part of the culture, right? It's all about the bigness. I mean, they just opened up 3 Apple stores, and they're the biggest Apple stores in the world. Everything they do is part of the Dubai and the UAE branding.
Right.
I think I have a picture of their ruler reading my book, so it was a pretty powerful. I had a huge audience there, and I'll tell you, they're a country to watch. I personally predict that Dubai will become, within the next 2 years, the most innovative city in the world, without a doubt.
Or is that because they're bringing people in?
I think it's because of a very unique and special symbiotic relationship with the UAE, the government, and the folks that are... one thing that was surprising for me when I traveled to the UAE was that virtually all of the people there were educated at USC or Harvard or Stanford.
Most of the people... No, but the people you meet that are in the upper echelons of the Muslim society, the Islamic society, are educated in America or England.
Right,
And at USC, schools in Colorado, all these places, and they go back home. home and put on the man jammies.
So what they've done is they've created, instead of having a punitive government that punishes innovation and prosperity, which sometimes we have here, right? They have a partnership, a genuine partnership. In fact, the Chamber of Commerce in Dubai has 180,000 members, and the Dubai Chamber is not like the chambers we have here. It's actually part of the governmental agency. Their whole purpose in life is to provide a life support system for private enterprise, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, you know, there are some things, obviously, I don't agree with and did not feel comfortable with, but it was interesting
like
to watch
what?
It go by. They operate under Sharia law. Right. And, some of their ideas, talking privately with them, you know, I can understand now more than ever before the different ways in which we see the universe. But I met some wonderful people there. And
I heard a speech by the leader of Indonesia. This was decades ago about Islam and how at one time the Islamic culture was inventing everything. I mean. Been a lot of things.
Undermanned system.
In science, in medicine, technology. And he said, we came to that Y in the road where we could have gone the science and technology route or the religious route. We went the religious route, and everything else fell away.
Yeah.
And now it sounds like in Dubai they're trying to recapture that. But again, yeah. it's tied to the government, and which is all tied to oil.
Actually, in the UAE, only about less than 15% of their wealth. I mean, they're the traders. They're the ones that trade, and they're the safe place to do business in the Middle East. So very small amount of their wealth. I mean, the best way to look at it is Abu Dhabi is the governmental aspect of it, UAE, and Dubai is sort of the enterprise.
People, when you go on leave out of there, when you're doing contract work or going on leaving from the Middle East, you would go to Dubai.
Right.
Because it was a great place for liberty, because right. there was bars and places you could go. And
so, sort of. I mean, it's against a lot of drink there.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
But there was still, you could still go there. And
it's under Sharia law, but they still have the same kind of culture available?
If you're a Muslim, you can't drink in the UAE.
You can't.
You cannot drink. If you're a tourist, you can drink in a establishment where it's
allowed.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing,
take your money.
There's a takeaway there for us, though. I noticed, you know, I was in Paris earlier in the year. I noticed graffiti everywhere and all the horrible things I saw in Paris recently, because I travel there a lot. And I noticed there was no graffiti, no crime. I felt safer there than when I was in Monterrey, Mexico recently. And the takeaway is that people that are coming to Dubai to work, they will never do anything ever to risk the chance of not being able to come back to the UAE. In other words, their only chance at a good life is to come into the UAE and get a good job. If they misbehave, they get kicked out and they're never allowed to come back.
Well, I understand that. And the fact is they are very innovative. And you look at the buildings they've erected, and the tallest buildings in the world are there.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at some of the things they've done when they make these man-made islands, and it's the construction aspects of it are just genius. And I don't, you know, they're hiring the best from all over the world.
Yeah.
So when you're there and you're talking to the what do you talk to the Chamber of Commerce about?
So they're looking, most of the people bring me in for two reasons. My two biggest topics, and it's on nickweb.com, is I speak on healthcare and I speak on innovation. In many ways, it's the same thing, right? But most of the time, corporations or associations are looking to bring innovation into their enterprise or into their association. I come in and talk about what that looks like. What does it mean to develop a culture of innovation? How do you apply these best practices to make innovation real in your business? On the healthcare side, I speak on the future of healthcare. What does that look like? How is interoperability, and how is wearable technologies, and how are all these different things, including consumerization, going to change that? So, you know, it depends. I customize my talks for each enterprise, but generally speaking, I speak on innovation.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I like to talk healthcare.
Yeah.
What you're thinking about that, Obamacare, and how that has done it. And also talk about innovation, about things we wear, the technology.
Yeah.
All these new wristbands people are wearing,
mm-hmm.
that it buzzes if they haven't moved.
Right.
You got to get up and move right now. And, you know, go walk around the block or something, or it gives your heart rate and all these things that people, I now see people wearing, and they're you know, ubiquitous around, you know. There they are. There's another one.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you, though, by Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business right here in town that has been voted best in the North State, Alliance Heating and Air, for over 20 years. Martin and his people have provided outstanding service on all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. If you, you know, look at the high today is going to be 49, you should have probably already had him check your filters and air ducts and all this, make sure that the heater's working before it really gets cold around here. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 829 on December the 10th.
We're turning it up a notch at Wind River Resort and Casino. Check out our new entertainment lineup in Overtime Lounge, the River Trivia Challenge on Wednesdays, Thursdays karaoke, Fridays and Saturdays, DJs mixing up the hottest hits. Elements features jazz on the river and live dance performing disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, alternative, country, and top 40 hits live on the Elements stage. Make your Friday night high night at Elements. What a deal. For details on entertainment concerts and events, log on to WindRiver.com. Entertainment is better at the river.
Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly marathon, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions. Where 12 regular games pay $400. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the mystery treasure chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Bingo calendar subject to change.
It's better at the river.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. Good morning. It is the 10th of December, and the weather is
52 degrees, going down to 49 degrees today. We expected rain off and on, heavy this evening, and it's going to be rain throughout the week off and on. Weather brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, I tell you, another veteran-owned business. And they give the best haircuts in town. I can just say that. Man's Last Stronghold. Dr. Phil is not on the TV set when you go in there. DC Tim and Logan give great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. All this at Cypress Square Barbershop, where I go, where Bob goes. If you're anybody, you go to Cypress Square Barbershop. Not
okay.
You, Chris.
No,
okay.
I don't go to – no.
Hey, we're here with Nicholas Webb, who is an award-winning toy designer, author, lecturer, all over the world, international lecturer. He also has he's also done household and kitchen utensils. Yeah. I know. We've got some at home.
Yeah.
It's just, you
can't. The only mango knife I've ever seen that actually works.
Yeah, yeah, the only mango knife that works. And I tell you what, the ice cream.
Yeah, your that ice, is
your
a
ice
great
cream,
product.
This ice cream, handheld ice cream machine.
I nailed that
type.
One.
I mean, yeah, you did. Yeah. You got that one good. Yeah, I mean, you can just, you know how you try and get ice cream
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this one you can kind of cut through and it scoops it right out and pops
an
it out.
An ice cream scoop with teeth on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
It's like a chainsaw for ice cream.
It goes through.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So,
but
and are these available in stores?
I sold the rights to all of my kitchen products and am no longer in the kitchen business. So, yeah.
But
and so are they? Are they?
Still
out
there right? are some. You can get avocado knives here in town at Holiday Market on Placer.
Yeah, they've got some of the Van Vectors.
Yeah, some of the other. I think they have some of my other stuff there too. Still,
so. Yeah,
that was, that was a fun project.
Yeah, but I have because Nick came by one day and says, "Here," and he gave me a. So they're still. We still use them every
yeah,
day.
Cool.
Okay, let's talk healthcare.
Yeah.
This is one of the things that you lecture about innovations mm-hmm. in healthcare and all this, Obamacare. Was reputed to be the save all, that mm-hmm. millions of people were now going to have health care, that it was going to not cost as much. They could keep their own doctor. Everything about it was perfect when they first talked about it. As we know, that's not true.
We can now discard all of the above.
Right. So the first thing you have to realize is that the health care crisis is a myth. The health care crisis is a myth. Now, if you read the newspapers or you listen to the news, what they will tell you is that the biggest crisis in America is the fact that 20 to 30 million Americans don't have access to health care. That's statistically the opposite of the truth. In America today, 70 to every 80 cents of every dollar that's spent on health care is spent on what we now call lifestyle disease. Now, that's not very politically expedient to go out and say, if we want everybody to have access to good quality treatment intervention, because it's not health care, it's treatment intervention, then we have to address the core causality. Nobody's talking about this. If you have a problem, and 70 to 80% of the problem is about preventing the three major chronic diseases, then you start there. So I think that that the Affordable Health Care Act, from my perspective as a healthcare expert, is a disaster because it didn't start where it needed to start, where the government could have made it right. The government is going to so here's what the future of healthcare looks like. We have an aging population. By 2020, we're going to have about 72 million people over 65 gobbling up unbelievable amounts of healthcare. Right now, 40% of Americans are obese. 3 out of 4 Americans are overweight. And most Americans have chronic disease that they got from their own lifestyle. Now, imagine being a politician and say, will you vote for me because my platform is telling everybody to go to the gym, right? Nobody's going to say that, and that's why nobody's talking about it. So what's going to happen, and when I wrote my first book on healthcare 15 years ago, The Cost of Being Sick, I made 9 predictions. I was told that they were horrible exaggerations, and they all came true.
Of course they did. Yeah.
So here's my prediction for the future. In the next 5 years, we will develop a health value score. And the health value score is going to be based on controllable risk factors that you do to yourself. So in other words, if you eat yourself, smoke yourself, drink yourself, or as Dr. Oz says, set yourself into chronic disease through a sedentary lifestyle, you will be punished. And the access of health care that you get will be based on how much self-inflicted injury you do.
Okay, wait a minute now.
You think that will, in fact, happen?
It has to happen. There isn't enough money to be able to pay for the rise of chronic disease.
Okay, so then, people that have diabetes because they are overweight and they don't exercise. So they've got it, so the doctor's going to say, okay, for me to treat you, it's going to cost you this much more money. Or you're not going to just cut them off.
Or I'm not going to treat you.
So what it is that you want free health care. We're down with that. First of all, philosophically, myself, I don't disagree with Obama's idea that everybody should have access in this very wealthy country of ours to health care. I don't disagree with that. And I tend to be somewhat conservative, right? But we can't get there mathematically unless we're willing to deal with the core cause. But we have to speak its name, right? We have to call it what it is. Our health care crisis isn't the fact that people don't have access. The problem is that we have too much access. We have too much gratuitous utilization of healthcare, and the system is being destroyed.
But you've got a whole job of changing the mindset of the whole population, because we're not, in this society, We're not responsible for anything. Everybody else causes something to us.
Right.
We're not responsible for our actions, what we eat, or anything.
Right.
How do you turn that mindset around to get people to actually do what you're saying?
And by the way, you've got comments here like, thank you, Nick Webb, for saying that. And the other one is, well, that's kind of scary.
It needs to happen, but you can't. How do you get people to even talk about it?
But we'd have to change. This is a philosophy, right? So is it cruel to people to try to move them into a healthier state?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, here's the deal. Your question, Carl, about diabetes. You want access to a lifetime of diabetic treatment. No problem. We're down with that. But here's where you have to begin. You have a wellness gatekeeper, and that wellness gatekeeper is both an expert in health and wellness, because physicians get very little training, and all my friends are doctors, and they'll tell you the same. So that wellness practitioner will be your gatekeeper. Your obligation will be to comply to a prescription, which will be monitored through what we now call PAAN, patients as a node. You, in 5 years, will be a patient node type. And as a patient node type, we're going to monitor in real time your blood sugar using things like the Google X contact lens. It has continuous blood sugar monitoring. We're going to look at pulse oximetry. We're going to look at movement. We're going to look at all kinds of biomarkers. And we're going to use what we're now calling anticipatory healthcare to anticipate bad things that you may be doing, maybe even leveraging things like spatial technology. So you walk by Krispy Kreme, an alarm goes off and says, you're in a danger zone, don't go there, right? Now, this sounds crazy. The technology is there today. And so if you want free stuff from the government will wind up saying that there is a catch. And we haven't said that. Nobody has said this yet, but it's going to happen.
Okay, so... Well, no, people have said this, that, you know, I've heard this before on the show, and you talk to doctors, and is that what's going to happen is that at a certain point, if you want to have treatment, you're going to have to pay for it. The healthier you are, the less it's going to be.
Right.
So if you have a person that chooses to harm their body either by a sedentary lifestyle or eating anything they want and pouring sugar in themselves and all that, yeah, you've got treatment, but your health care is going to be out of your own pocket. Whereas a person who is healthy and say it has a diabetes, but because it's something that has to do with his body,
right?
Not or her body, not because they're not trying it. You know, they work out, they watch their diet, and they do all this. Now that treatment there, it will be
that's a non-variable risk factor.
That's a non-variable
risk
factor. That's
exactly the opposite of what it is
but
now.
But that's the opposite of what it is.
We have
exact
a treatment
opposite of what it is now.
What we have right now is a treatment centric rather than a health centric healthcare system. And in fact, in my book that's coming out in August of next year is called Wave 3. The first wave was treatment centrism. The second wave was utilization and access centrism. The next wave is what we call disruptive healthcare. And what that means is that we're going to have a far higher level of consumerization of healthcare, where consumers are going to participate more in cost, but they're also going to have some unique and special benefits because of consumer. Let me give an example. One of my clients, Blue Cross Anthem, they developed a thing called Live Health. So instead of going to a doctor, you know, you call the doctor, you're sick, you get an appointment, you wait in the waiting room, you go to the exam room, they see you for a few seconds there. You can see a doctor within 3 to 5 minutes, far less money. And in 3 to 5 minutes from your iPhone or your connected device, you're seeing a private physician. We believe that we're going to cut doctor visits in half by the end of next year. 20% of hospitals will be bankrupt by 2020. There's a single phrase that describes the future of healthcare: disruption innovation. That is what it looks like. We're going to use wearable technologies to monitor people that want free healthcare. I know it sounds very Orwellian, but it's a great tool and benefits the patient. Now, and another good example of this, if you're 65 years old and you're 75 pounds overweight and you want a hip, you will give you that hip. It's insanely expensive, but you have to bring yourself down to a compliant BMI. That's the kinds of ways that these new health value scores will play out.
Okay. So, again, then, now you're limiting health care.
Right.
Based on person's personality or how they've lived their life.
There will be limitation of health care. But the good news is that the patient will have the opportunity to participate.
but it's not about gratuitous health care.
It's not about free health care anymore. It's not just being seen. You can't just walk in the emergency. What about a person walking in the emergency room if they're not don't have a knife sticking out of their chest, but they come in and they're morbidly obese and they're having a heart attack? Do they not treat them?
They'll treat them for an incident, but they'll have to comply with a wellness regimen in order to continue to get
in. You're going
to
do that by 2020?
Oh no, this will happen much quicker. We're going to see health value scores by the within 5 years. We'll see some form. We're already seeing it. Look, this is already
2020.
That's 2020.
Yeah, 5 years. I'm sorry. That's right. Yeah. So you're going to see. We already see this in corporate America, right? We already see this playing out. Where, in fact, a good friend of mine runs the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Program, and Mike's program there is, and he's the one that wrote "You on a Diet," very famous New York Times bestselling author. And what they've done is they said, look, if you keep your blood pressure right, your weight right, he has five markers. If you comply to those five markers, your family saves $2,500 a year, and it's wildly successful. A good friend of mine is a chief transformational officer at the Ochsner Clinic, Dr. Rich Milani. They were able to reduce readmissions into hospitals by half, one of the biggest cost factors, by leveraging the technology within an iWatch. So the government's going to give wearable technologies that have multi-biomarkers, and they're going to give them the opportunity to get to healthier states. We're going to change our philosophy from a treatment intervention perspective to a prevention perspective. It has to happen. It's just not sustainable. There isn't enough money to make this, to continue down the trajectory of cost.
Our guest is Nicholas Webb, and who speaks internationally about healthcare, about a number of things, healthcare and innovation, and these. But what he's saying here is just almost heresy I shouldn't say that. That's not the right word. It is almost unthinkable.
Yeah,
absolutely. The things that you're talking about, because you're talking about the government really leaning in on people. Right. And because this now becomes the government taking care of your health care, is this a single payer? Is this what we're talking about?
We will move to a single pay system. I don't care. We will definitely do that.
But right. That was the intention from the very beginning.
Okay, but let's just hold on to that till we come back from this break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Now we're moving to a single payer health system, and that has been, and you're right, from the
very
beginning.
That was where we're going to begin with.
We're going to be all on Social Security, except they're going to call it something else. We'll be right back. It is 14 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 10th of December. 52 degrees, going down to 49 today for a high. For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member. This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From simple line-drawn cartoons to 3D modeling used in today's movies, explore the entertaining worlds of animation at Get Animated, only at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Do you love Steamboat Willie or Toothless the Dragon? Learn the stories behind some of your favorite animated characters. Take a photo with Po the Panda, or try your hand at animation techniques used by Disney, DreamWorks, Sony, and more. Get Animated is presented by Redding Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. It's 11 minutes until 9 o'clock here. Good morning, everybody. Hey, tonight on the spot, Linda Bott, of course, Molly Kidd will be there, but also Dr. Maria Salas, who is just eating up a lot of the things that Nicholas Webb is saying today. About, oh gosh, yeah, you know what, it is lifestyles, and how do we change all of that? So they're going to be on tonight at 6 p.m. So it'll be a great effort, but it's going to be a lot of fun listening to those two tonight, and I'm sure Dr. Murray will probably talk a little bit about this. Our guest is Nicholas Webb. Of course, I'm here with Trish Clark, and the weather is going to be just rainy the rest of the week.
It is rainy off and on, and temperatures in the high 40s for most of the week, night and day, and a little less wind.
Nicholas Webb is our guest, and I've known Nick now for, gosh, 5 or 6 years. Yeah. And he comes and he brings me these books. I've got his books in there, and his newest books are Invent Stuff.
Yeah.
Learn How to Invent Real Products.
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
It is fun.
And Breakers, Leading by Destruction in Innovation Economy.
Yep. That's healthcare, by the way.
That's healthcare. Praise for, it's a secret weapon for leading and growing an enterprise in a hyper-connected, innovation-driven economy.
There you go.
That's, wow, you know, all these. So what do you think about the Shasta County Venture Hub, the Innovation Venture Hub?
You know, I unfortunately have not gotten involved in any of that local stuff, and I really don't know much about it. It sounds like a good idea to me.
Well, you know what? You know, they we've had them on the show, and yeah. you need to go through it just to listen to these guys, because mm-hmm. they're really into the innovation spot. They had this big innovation weekend where they pitched, you know, ideas, and then mm-hmm. they put it together, and then, you know, then they had a winner, and then they competed against worldwide. But it's for Reading. This mm-hmm. is cool.
Yeah, right.
So
asterisk. Well, you know, look, the reason I wrote Invent Stuff.
For any place, it's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
The reason I wrote Invent Stuff is I get calls from private inventors, and I don't provide consulting services to private inventors. And I really did that as a way to say, look, go buy my book. It'll tell you everything you need to know about what it means to come up with an idea, to transmute that idea into a commercially successful product. I think I'm at 42, 43 patents. I invented the world's smallest microsilicone implant for ocular surface disease. I just filed several patents on wearable technologies.
How many patents do you have?
I stopped counting after 40. I know it's north, well north of 40 now, either issued or pending.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah. It's a lot.
It's too bad that you
for everything from toys to medical devices to kitchen equipment to
industrial products
yeah. across the board.
Yeah, it's really been fun. It's a weird life, but it's been fun.
And Nick has lived here for a long time, but now is kind of living here, but kind of living in a hotel
in the airport.
In the airport. So that was one of the questions. Is wow, he's still here.
Yeah,
but he's. And I poke him about this because ever since I've known Nick, he's moving.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, look, I have a sort of an affinity for Reading somehow. It just sort of happened, and you know, I admire a lot of people that are here. I admire our sheriff. I admire a lot of the people within our community, these are good human, real people. And you know, as I travel around the world, you see these sort of plastic pseudo people that are Hollywood props, and I do appreciate the authenticity of the people here.
That's cool, Nick.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back a little bit to the what I see is what you're talking about for healthcare. You said, hey, no, we're going single payer.
Yeah, I think so. Look, at the end of the day, we have to find a way to, and they're a client of mine, so maybe I shouldn't use this term, McDonaldize healthcare, right? We need to McDonaldize healthcare by, we need to drive efficiencies. We need to significantly reduce costs. We need to get patients involved in participating in their healthcare. And, you know, and to a certain extent, I was raised in healthcare. I started in healthcare 25 years ago. I invented a range of surgical scalpels. One of my most popular inventions is a microscope. silicone implant that goes into the canaliculus for ocular surface disease. And it's been very
much successful. Everybody out there understood that. I want you to know.
It's an eye thing.
It's an eye thing.
It goes
yeah.
into the eye.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I know that because he pointed to the eye.
But whenever you look at economics, the one thing you look at is how do you incentivize, right? So for the last three, four decades, we incentivize people like me, innovators in healthcare, doctors, hospitals, to do more treatments. And as a result of that, we increased the cost of healthcare by 257% since the 1950s. We've significantly got sicker. So we've increased cost demonstrably, and at the same time, we got to a much, much sicker population. So here's the good news. As we transition to what I call wave three, we have enabling technologies that will allow us to monitor patients to be able to start the process of what we're now calling anticipatory healthcare, where we can anticipate events, where we can treat those events at an earlier time. We can reduce readmissions like Dr. Rich Milani did at Ochsner Clinic through his a partnership with Apple. In my world, because I live in this every day, I'm seeing incredible technologies that are going to get people to a healthier state. The caveat for patients is that they are going to have to participate in costs, and they're going to have to participate if they don't have the money, if they're in that population, they're going to have to participate in behaviors. And if they don't participate, there will be punitive measures. Look, everything in healthcare today is a reward. If you get sick, we reward you with the next purple pill, right? I'll tell you, I had an interesting conversation with the vice president of innovation from one of the largest pharmaceutical companies that produces one of the largest statin drugs, right? It sells $74 billion a year to treat people using these statins. I asked him, I said, what do you consider to be the biggest fear, the fact that your drug's going off patent or you have competitive statin drugs? He said, my biggest fear is the iWatch. His concern is that people are going to get to a healthier state. And that would mean two out of three people that take this $74 billion a year drug would not need it.
Statin
there
is
you go.
It's for high blood pressure.
High blood pressure, okay. And it's all about health. It's all about your lifestyle.
Things like Lipitor and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, okay. So these and you're right. Because
it's all about lifestyle.
Once people change their lifestyle. Now, but the thing is getting people to change their lifestyle. So you're saying in the next 5 years –
yep.
That it's going to be something where the people are going to be forced into it, or they're not going to get health care.
Right. I mean, look, if you want health care, no matter what free stuff you get from the government, there's always a caveat.
Is anticipatory health care any different than preventive health care?
Yes, it is. Preventative health care means that we do things to prevent illnesses from happening. Anticipatory healthcare says that we use wearable technologies and other methods to be able to anticipate a potential disease or healthcare event so that we can address it before it becomes more costly.
Okay. So
warning
signs that the heart gives long before the person keels over.
Well, then are you saying is that that wearing this band,
yep.
which reminds you, because we've had guests in here go, oh, I'm supposed to be moving right now.
Right.
Of course, they don't because they're sitting right here. But they're supposed to be up and moving around and things that count. My iPhone counts the number of steps I take during the day. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it did that. And I opened it up one day and it said, you know, it's counting all these. And I'm like, that's strange. How can it do that? Especially when it just sits there, you know, on the
Well, it's
on
only
the
counting when you're moving.
Yeah, I know.
One of my clients is one of the big AI companies, Digital Reasoning, you know, out of Nashville, Tennessee.
That's artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. Right. They now call it cognitive computing. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a lot of dissimilar, unstructured data about your body, and we're going to find themes to be able to identify what this unstructured data means in terms of how we anticipate potential events. That will significantly reduce healthcare. But look, for the last 50 years, we've ramped up costs because all we've done is reward people for bad behaviors. Obviously, the only way you can change that is if this is psychology class all over again, right? The best way to change bad behaviors, and we know this in criminology, is that we do it by having meaningful consequences. The same thing is going to happen in healthcare, trust me.
Well, they're also saying, too, if you need to break the cycle, and the only way you're going to prevent crime in the future is to break the cycle when they're kids.
Right.
So it's the same kind of thing you're
Absolutely.
Doing. So, you know, you want your kids to be, again, though, it's a coercive type of thing.
Absolutely. Well,
That's it. That's the only way it's going to work.
Right.
I take away your iPhones.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. And if you're not, you can't turn people away from healthcare.
Again, I think we're going to treat events and then require that they participate. And if they don't, there'll be some punitive measures. We're going to find some really unique and special ways to punish people for eating their way into chronic disease. And I, when I say that, people gasp. But
I know that that's what has to happen. And I've been saying the same thing for years. I look at people who you say their habits are what got them there.
Yeah.
But to turn that round as quickly as you anticipate it turning around.
Well, there's going to be an office where you go into where you have your wellness prevention gatekeeper, and you don't get to go to the treatment drug dispenser until you spend some time with this first office. That's how it's going
to
happen.
We're with Nicholas Webb. Tell us how to get a hold of your so people can read your stuff.
You can buy my books on Amazon, just go to my author page at Nicholas Webb on Amazon. If you are a large organization, I don't do small local events, but if you're a large organization, it's nickwebb.com with two B's is my speaking website. And if you want to buy one of my fantastic toys for your kids for the for the holidays, it's Hans Toys, HANZToys.com.
I put that out on the internet here. Nick, thanks so much. Are you going to be in town for a while?
Yeah, actually, I don't travel again until January, so I'm like,
well, maybe we can pull you back in here again, because I'd like to follow up on some of these, some of the things you've said, especially in the course of health techniques.
I think the health care thing, because that's certainly bankrupting the country, and we're in for a change.
Yep, absolutely.
It is for a change, and people are not going to like it in most cases. All right. Hey, tomorrow Sharon Clark's going to be in here talking about care for your seniors during this Christmas and holiday season. So, when you're visiting, look out for certain signs you need to look at. That and much more. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Senate negotiators are poised to release a major tax deal as soon as today. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the latest from Capitol Hill.
The tax package would make permanent two popular business tax breaks. In addition, it would provide tax relief for lower and middle income families. The tax plan is expected to place a two-year moratorium on two unpopular Obamacare taxes. One is the so-called Cadillac tax on expensive health care plans, and the other is a tax on medical devices. Senate negotiators say these provisions and several others have made great headway in the Senate, but the House has to weigh in as well. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Protesters back on the streets of Chicago a day after Mayor Rahm Emanuel gave a speech to aldermen apologizing in the wake of recent video footage showing fatal police shootings of blacks. Some protesters are calling now for the mayor's resignation. A report from the Congressional Budget Office says the Affordable Care Act will